Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more into God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
You know, there's blessings and cursings in the Bible, in Deuteronomy 28. And one of the blessings it says is, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. I'd like you to meet the fruit of my body, Shelley Oaks. Come up here. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I've asked Shelley to sing tonight because I'm going to talk about the blood and power. And so I'm going to ask her to sing a song that someone got when they heard Brother Copeland preach, and he said, we are blood bought, we are Holy Ghost taught. And so this comes from that. But I want Shelley also to talk to you a little bit. The scripture that God has given us for the week is, there's an open door. I believe there's an open door in heaven for us this week. Glory be to God. And an open door from now on that we can go in and out of. Bless the Lord. Heaven has windows and it has doors through which blessings are poured, and entry is made from that side of the veil even to this one, and from this one to that one. Glory. And I want Shelley to tell you about something God said to her about a door recently, or showed her when you woke up that morning.
Okay. For those of you who may or may not know, I worked with Andy Williams for 2 years in Branson, Missouri. And so it was during the winter time, January, and there's no shows in January and February and part of March. And they were calling me to come back and do the gospel segment for this following year. And Andy Williams' mother-in-law called me twice, and they were just saying, come and do the gospel segment again. And there's a part of me that loves that. There's a part of me that loves worshiping the Lord and being a blessing. But yet, the Bible says also in Romans that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, and that the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit. And there was a scratching on the inside, and I knew there was a change, but I couldn't put my finger on it. So Mom said, well, why don't you go with me to a Holy Ghost meeting, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, it was in January, and get direction from God. And so I did, and I know Mother probably had her faith out that the prophet would call me out and have a word of the Lord, but it was just good being in that atmosphere. It's good being in a Holy Ghost atmosphere. And the Lord may or may not call you out, but He will definitely minister to you and become more clear to you and sharpen your antenna in the Spirit to hear Him exactly. And so He expected me to hear from heaven, and I did. During those meetings, I was in my room during a rest period, and the Spirit of the Lord was inside me said, I did not require Philip, the evangelist, to stay in the desert forever after he joined himself to the chariot, the eunuch. And I thought, oh, glory, that's the release from Andy Williams. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. And so why I'm sharing that is, the number one way God will lead you is by the witness of the Holy Spirit, by the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so later on, I began to pray, and I was awakened in the middle of the night, and we live in condominiums, and they have thin walls. And at first, my thought was, well, it's the radio next door to us. They left the stereo on. And I sat up in bed, and I tried to listen, and I realized it wasn't coming from there, but it was coming from my room, my bedroom. And it was a supernatural voice. It was two beings having a conversation with one another. And it was in a tongue. It was in a language I did not understand. And on the inside of me, I yearned for the thing I wanted to know. Remember, Jesus said, blessed are they who hunger and thirst. And that is a wonderful thing to be, folks. You're here tonight because you hunger and thirst for more. You're not satisfied with where you were yesterday, but you want more of Him, Jesus, your first love. And that's how I felt on the inside, this burning in my spirit. I wanted to know what this was. And I began to know. And I told Mother, it was like I picked up a party line of a telephone and I just listened in. I don't know if I was supposed to hear or not, but I was listening in. And they were pleading a case. And I discovered they were pleading my case. I told Pastor Terry I didn't even know I needed a case. I had a case that needed to be pled. It's very interesting. I was so surprised. And one would go, yeah, yeah. And the other would said, well, because she made the decision not to go back to Andy Williams, we were able to open the door of promotion for her husband. And they did. It was a door of promotion that was absolutely supernatural. God did it. God did it. Man couldn't do it. My husband's talent couldn't do it. But God did it. And it hinged on my obedience to the prompting of the Spirit. And then the other person being said, yeah, and because she made a vow never to criticize the president, and immediately when those words were spoken, I don't know if it was an open-eyed vision. I don't know if I was in or out of my body. All I know is that I was hovering over the United States, and I saw all four corners at the same time. And I saw, should I share this part? And I saw, looked like a frisbee made up of low-level devils, what Brother Norville would call them, Brother Norville Hayes. And they were flying with purpose, and they were going from Florida straight to the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., and they were headed toward the president. And they were led by two stronger figures, man-like, and those were the strong men, the demons, and it was suicide. And then I was back in my bedroom again, and the conversation was continuing. And said, and because she made a vow not to criticize the president, and then they said, yes, those were suicide spirits sent for him, but because of the prayers of the saints, I thought that was interesting, because of the prayers of the saints, it was able to be stopped. And the other voice said, yes, it hit those around him, but it did not hit him. Now, folks, when I made that vow not to criticize the president, I was in the front seat of a car. I wasn't in a church service. And it wasn't because I agreed with him. It was just because the Holy Spirit inside of me prompted me to honor the office. To honor the office. But see, heaven sees even vows made in the front seat of a car when no man can hear, but heaven hears. And so, to wind it up, right after this experience, when it was so fresh in my spirit, we were in Brother Reggie Scarborough's church in Florida, and a spirit of prayer fell on all of us. There were about 1,800 people there that night, and we began to pray in tongues. And as we began to pray, the Spirit of the Lord prayed out in English about doors, these doors. And in my spirit, I saw three heavenly doors. One was prosperity, one was parts, the other was promotion. And the only way they could be opened was heaven to open the door. And the angels were waiting. I asked them, what are you waiting for to open the door? And they said, we're waiting for the voice and the vow of obedience from the saints. They said, not wishful thinking. Not just an attitude, well, I'll try to do better, but a heartfelt vow to say, I will obey the promptings of the Holy Ghost. I will obey Him, no matter what. No matter how silly it may look, I will obey. And when you do, heaven opens the door and pours you out a blessing that you cannot have room enough to contain. To God be all the glory. You're very valuable to Him. Very valuable to Him. Because you're blood bought. Not with silver, There wasn't enough silver in this earth. There wasn't enough gold in Texas. Not enough oil to purchase you. It took the blood of the Anointed One, Jesus Christ, to purchase you. He made you worthy. And so tonight, Mom asked me to sing, I am blood bought. I am Holy Ghost taught. Play the tape, hallelujah.
The glory and the praise for what He's done. He set you free.
Glory.
Free.
Woo.
Free from worry.
Free indeed.
Free from strife.
Free.
Free.
Hallelujah.
Free. 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 Jesus. Oh, glory.
Woo.
He's so good. Jesus is so
hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He loves you so.
Can I share one other little bitty thing? My daddy was a pipe fitter when he lived here on earth. And if you know anything about pipe fitters, they're not the most religious guys in all the world. And I remember him. I never had to worry about growing up as a kid. We always had meals on the table and everything, and that's just the way it was. But he didn't know about being redeemed from the curse of poverty and being redeemed from the curse of the law. And things were tough. And jobs sometimes were scarce. And he had four kids and a wife to support. And he was part Indian anyway. And he just talked to the Lord like he would talk to another Indian. Just sincere before the Lord. And I believe the Lord just loved it. And he was in a room, a small room in Louisiana, away from his family, there because of work. And he was worried. He was so worried about how ends were going to be met. And you know what the Lord did? We're talking about open heaven. The Lord opened his eyes. And he was there lying on his back, looking up to the ceiling. And he said he saw a hand come down from heaven. He said, it looked like the strongest hand in all the universe. It looked like it could crush you, the strength and the might in that hand. My dad was always impressed with strength. And he heard a voice, and the voice said, take hold of my hand, for I am the great fisherman. And he said, I just reached my hand up to that hand, took hold of it. And instead of crushing me, it was warm, like warm velvet. And it took away all my worry about things.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Brim Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.